Evening, folks. If you can hear a noise in the background, which I'm sure the phone will pick up, it is absolutely torrenting down with rain. My goodness me. Yes. That's really not good. And the other thing that's not good is that we're waiting for a takeaway and it's taken a while to come and we're hungry.
Food in turn. Want it now.
We really do.
Oh.
I ordered it about, what was it, about 6:15?
Mm.
6:15.
I'm fading away.
And usually, the place that we order from is usually pretty quick. I suppose it is Saturday night. And it's not a very nice night, so I suppose, but they're only down the road, so you'd think kind of, well, yeah, I don't know. So I was hoping that if I started doing a boo, they might turn up. I do have some other news that I wanted to share. Surprise, surprise. Sam is adopting another bird. How long ago was it? It must have been about a fortnight ago. I saw an advert, because I periodically look on sites just to see who's selling what or if anybody wants anything. Or I've also been looking just in the hope that somebody may have found Banjo Bird as well and put it up there that they found a grey. You never know. And I saw somebody selling a grey. And usually I just sort of skip over it. But my screen reader said she's 3 and her name is Frankie. And it said, my screen reader said, Frankie was mistreated by a prey. And I thought, ooh, I think I need to read this. And what it was going to say was previous owner. Apparently, when this couple got her, she was being kept, and I mean permanently kept, in a cat box. So consequently, she had picked out all her feathers. They said she's growing them back now, but she will pluck if she's left unattended for long periods of time in her cage. And the advert said, it was written by the husband, and he said, my work commitments mean that I can't spend much time with her, and my wife has a fear of birds, so it'd be sad to see her go, but she would make a nice lifelong companion with someone who has the time and the experience. And this, I was so angry, not with them, but with what had happened to her. And I told Chris on the phone, I said, oh my God. And he said, what? He was just, you were appalled, weren't you? Mm. And we were like, God, how can someone do it? Anyway, I thought, no, I won't, you know, because they were asking a bit of money for her. Which, fair enough. Anyway, I've seen her advertised nearly every day. They re-advertise and re-advertise and re-advertise. And I thought, oh, God. Anyway, I looked. I went online earlier on. And I looked again and it said, I can't remember the wording of it, but it was the grey again, and I thought, oh no, here we go. She's still there. And it said, you know, we've decided because, you know, due to sort of lack of interest or, and you know, basically said that they really needed to find a home for this bird. So they were considering free adoption to the right person. And I thought, oh, I'll tell you what I thought later, because that's our food. Sorry about that, folks. It was our food, thank goodness. I'm going to continue this boo while I'm dishing up in the kitchen. So I thought, I thought, no, it wouldn't be me. For some reason, I thought, no, they wouldn't give it to me. And I was saying to Chris, oh, I don't know. And he said,
Look, he said, I know you. Kate, in the room, Kate. You were naughty earlier. I was feeding the birds and she ate some apple that was on the side that wasn't intended for her. It's because I give her apple core, so I suppose you could say it's partly my fault. I'm looking for the vinegar. I think I put it away, actually, stupidly.
It's not there.
Chris said, look, I know you. He said, this will eat away at you until you find out what's happening. Either until you ring them and say, you know, would you consider me? He said, or ring them and find out that she's gone somewhere. He said, for goodness sake, he said, just ring them. Yeah, anyway, in the end, I did. And I said, look, can I speak to someone concerning Frankie? And this woman said, yeah, you can speak to me. So I got some background. I said, look, obviously I am interested. I said, but, you know, I do appreciate that you want her to go to the right person. She said, oh, we've said no to quite a few people. She said, somebody wanted to come up from Birmingham to get her, and all he was concerned about was, do you know if she's been mated before, and, you know, when could I do it, because that's what I want to do. She said, and I said, no, I'm sorry, you're not having her. And I said, well, the thing is, because she's only three, you'd have to wait about 7 years anyway, because African greys don't become sexually mature until they're about 10, 11, so that would have been a lost cause. Or she said, people are just interested in whether she, you know, does she swear, does she say this, does she say that? Is Lan just saying, no, I'm sorry, we're not getting rid of the man, or, no, sorry, not for you. And I said, all right, so I told her a bit about me, and told her a bit about the birds I had, including Smokey, who most of you know is also a feather chewer.
Who was sitting on your shoulder at the time.
Who was sitting on my shoulder at the time of the phone call, which was really strange. Chris was trying to get him in because we wanted to have Kendall out. And he tried to take a flight and leapt onto my shoulder. That was interesting. So I told her about myself, and I told her that I was visually impaired and I had other birds, and I said I would be happy to give her a home. I said I do appreciate the honesty. I said what I liked about your advert was its honesty. I said because a lot of people, you know, I had a grey before when I was in Brighton, and that's another story altogether. Whoops, that was a Coke bottle falling out there. Which I might do as a separate boot at some point. And she was very honest about, you know, what she did and didn't like. And I said, well, I think I could, you know, give her a good home. And I said, I would, you know, she wouldn't leave unless, sadly, unless she passed away. You know, as long as she settles with me and the other birds and everything. And they said, can we bring you back? And I said, yeah, all right. I said, look, it's totally your decision. I'm not going to try and influence you, or, you know. You know that I'm interested. You know a little bit about me. So she said, we'll discuss it. And they told me a bit more about her. And they found her in this... Well, not found her. They went to buy her, and she was completely bald. And the husband put his hand underneath her chest and said to her, step up. And apparently she did. And ran up his shoulder. Because they said at first, they sort of, when they saw her, they both kind of instinctively thought, oh no, this bird's going to have issues. But she said, as soon as she did that to my husband, she said, I thought my husband is not going to leave without this bird. But they also have a daughter with a disability. They've got a daughter who's hearing impaired. And they have to take her to hospital every fortnight. She's just had a cochlear implant. So
you know, that's taking up a lot of their time. Anyway, about half an hour later, they called me back. And they said, we've had a discussion about it. And we think that you're the best person for the job, as it were. Because I said in my first phone call, I said, look, obviously I can't drive to you. I could get to, that they live in Hull, which isn't far, and I said, I could get to Hull, that's no problem. I said, the problem would be bringing her back. And I said, would you be willing to bring her to me? And they said, yeah, that wouldn't be a problem. So
chills.
They said, can we bring her up on Monday after tea? So I said, yeah, okay, no problem. I might be completely and utterly mad, but I said to Chris, I've got these birds that I've had from babies. You know, I've got Kendall and Smokey and Rio. I said, I would like at least one parrot that I can hopefully make a difference to. I know Greys and I know their vocal capabilities. And I know it's not going to be another Charlie situation. You know, not going to scream and shriek like Charlie did. Apparently she's quite a good talker. So, Frankie is coming to live with me on Monday. I wouldn't have rested until I'd at least tentatively spoken to them and said, look, I would be interested. Would you consider me? I didn't think they would for some reason. I don't know why. Do you want your can, my dear? They're nice and cold.
Sorry, I was stuffing my face.
Oh, don't worry. We've been waiting for this food for blooming ages.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like ages. He did say sorry for the wait, though.
Well,
so, yeah.
He did that.
I will have three greys. I mean, what I will have to consider, and I've been considering this for a while, if nothing happens with any of these budgie eggs, you know, I may have to rethink the budgie situation because the parrots are sort of taking up more and more of my time. And I think they're what I feel more comfortable with. Because, you know, like at the moment, some of the budgies need claws clipping and things. And I'm thinking, and I'm going to do this how? So, I don't know. I'm just considering my options at the moment, but there will be more birdie-related boos, I'm afraid. So, if you don't want to listen to them, just skip over them. But I'm going to send this off now. I'm not going to witter on because I'm so hungry. I can't even upload this until I've eaten, folks. I'm really sorry. There will be some boos when Chris gets Flint, as his bird has been christened.
That's a great name.
These chips could be a bit hotter. Anyway, I'm going to go and eat. And I will speak to you all soon.